the shifting sands. The more that I see of this world, the less that I understand it. Am I my name? Am I my face? My religion or my race? My tradition or my tribe? Or just this heart that beats inside? And can I ever justify the choice I made? Tell me, tell me.
Welcome to BCB Radio 106.6. It's a Women International Day, and here I am presenting a show. My name is Saha, and I will be talking to a few amazing women, those who are inspiration to other women too. And now we are going to talk about the main theme of this whole program will be resilience, the how resilient these women are. And my name is Saha. I have Van in studio with me, then I have Basira. We are all international women in UK, and we have different journeys, we have different stories to tell. But the main thing which we share, the main topic I would say, or the stories we say, that we are quite resilient. So welcome, Van. Van is from Malaysia. It's a very beautiful country.
Thank you.
Please, Van, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Wan. I have a full name somehow, but I would like to make it short to make it easier. So W-A-N, Wan, and I'm originally from Malaysia. I've been in UK since 2019. I guess it's almost like 3.5 years now. And I'm a mother of 8 children. It's such an honor to be here today to talk about the resilience.
Perfect. Now we are moving on to Basira, who is from Afghanistan, and Basira would like to introduce herself. Basira, what would you like us to know about you?
Thank you. My name is Basira, or Basia. Actually, that's Basia, but Basira is very easy for people to call. That's why I don't mind Basia or Basira. So I'm from Afghanistan, the country which is full of different kind of adventures in the history. So yeah. And it has been more than 1 year that I'm in the UK. After the fall of government in Afghanistan, I've been here, and I'm working as a paralegal here in one of the legal firm. So thank you.
Sure. When we talk about today, because we are here gathered today to celebrate International Women's Day in UK, especially we are here, I would like to know your journey in UK one first. How was your journey in UK from another country, speaking different language? So how did you start this journey, and how this journey is going so far for you?
Okay, I'm currently an asylum seeker, woman who's seeking asylum. I fled from domestic abuse 3.5 years ago. So it's quite a challenge. It's so much difference from back home and here. But it is one of the things that I feel grateful till now, because here in UK, I receive support specifically on to working on my mental health, because, you know, back in my country, people who struggle with mental health is not really something that you can talk about it. Will be in the great shame if you tell that you are struggling with your mental health. And as you know, I'm a mother with quite many children. So as a mother, you have to be show yourself as a strong woman, because it will be affected to your children. We believe that if you show a sign of struggling, it will show that you are a weak mother. Mm-hmm. So when I came to UK and I've been exposed to the support, I feel it's something like I've been looking for quite long in my life, because being around with people who believe in you, who make your story matters. It's very important for people who struggle, and some more your struggle in mental health being recognized. It is something not shame here when you talk about your mental health. They are more welcoming, they are more care. This is the things that who make me feel like I'm acceptance here, and my resilience start to keep going, because I used to be a person who wish for that every day, every single day I woke up, I just say, why God, I'm still alive. But since I'm here, I feel like everybody is care about me. Even my maternity journey is a very strong story that I've been sharing to the community now, because I feel like being a mother is my superpower somehow. I would not find my voice important before, but here, every time when I share my story, people get inspired, because to be having many children working on with your mental health, it's really need strength, it's really need courage.
Absolutely.
And those what make me keep going, because my children is actually... people always think that mothers always sometimes say that my children is my life, but actually mother is children's life. So since I'm here, I changed that sentence, because last time I thought that I live for my children, but actually to be as a mother, you don't have to be perfect mother,
no.
But you have to be available. You have to be able to wake up in every day and be as you are. You need to show that there is a lot of emotions to mm-hmm. be a human being.
Absolutely.
And to be the best version of me is the best version for my children. I am my children's life.
And you're inspiring them that you saw a struggle in your life, you saw a tough life. But today, like when we look at you, we smile and you make other people happy, you inspire other people. Definitely, you're inspiring your own kids that, okay,
yes.
If life is tough, no worries, don't quit, fight, yes. Be resilient, move, carry on.
Because we always tend to think that we have to be a perfect mother.
Yes.
But there's no such a way of to be a perfect mother.
Mm-hmm.
You have to show that you are human. And this is the part of growing for our children, to see that there is a right to have a sadness. There is a right to have dissatisfactions or happy. There's a lot of emotion that we have to embrace. That's what make us as a human.
Sure. And I think the power you got here in UK, I think you got your voice here in UK, I feel.
Oh, yes, of course. I've been trained, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I've been discovered by my mentor, Rose McCarthy. She's mm-hmm. found me inspiring in her own thought in the beginning of everything. It was happened last 2.5 years ago when I gave birth to my son.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said that once, why don't you join as a peer support in Refugee Council training that time? I wasn't really confident, but then the training was really good. It's taught me how to talk in public, mm-hmm. and it's also taught me how to make my slide presentation, all these things. And I start from that. I start to carry on personal development on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I found that my voice became my superpower.
Absolutely. And so far we know the work you do in community, the kind of awareness you spread all over the places, you visit different places. In UK, you've been to different places and different with different organizations with different topics. And you're a proper public speaker now.
I'm still learning, though.
Yes,
I found that it's quite interesting journey now what I'm having. And I would not been whoever I am today without all this organization or charity who have belief in me. You know, I've been with my perinatal mental health team for almost 2.5 years. And my care coordinator always said to me, she believe in me every time when I have low mood, all these things. And she keep repeating the sentence, I believe in you, I believe in you. For almost 2.5 years, she keep repeating the same thing. You know, this is the power of positivity circle, can I say? Because when you keep listening to the positive things, your brain start to take it. So now because I've been discharged from my perinatal mental health team now, so sometimes I still can hear her voice in my head, and I believe in myself. I just make a change. It's the power of I am, and that's what made me resilient to all the obstacles. I can't deny that I'm still struggling with a lot of situations that happening now.
Absolutely.
But I stand on my feet now. I could say I'm proud with myself, with whatever hardness and struggle that I've been on my past, but I've not been defined by my past. I am who I am today, and it's just like a small mirror that you look in where you're driving in the backside. That is my past, but I am who I am now, and I always, daily motivations when I wake up, I'm grateful for whoever I am, and I'm very grateful. I know maybe somebody don't like UK, but I love UK. It's really a Great Britain somehow. It still did a lot of part have changed me. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy that my story can inspire other women as well, because being a mother, being in a domestic abuse relationship is a lot of courage to have inside you. But once you've been in the correct circle, you've been meeting with the positive people like you, like Basira, all these people really keep me moving.
Wow. That's so inspiring to just listen to you. I'm like, okay. That is really, 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 really great. We are so thankful for your time, that you're here to share your story with us, your experience with us. And you are inspiring for sure.
Thank you.
Moving on to Basira. So we are starting with a very positive note, that what is your source of inspiration, which is like that you are so resilient, opposite to all the odds which you had to go through in your life. So would you like to share your experience, Basira, with us?
Well, to be honest, it's like I'm grateful from one side, but definitely I have some kind of very hard experience I had. That's not very easy to become a solicitor or defense lawyer, that we call it in Afghanistan. That was a struggle of my many years to graduate from university, law university, and then have my master's there and work for different NGOs and ministries in being involved in different projects as a lawyer, and having different kind of cases. So you have your own personality, suddenly you see that everything is just destroyed.
Absolutely.
The government is just finished, and there is a new government. At night you see one government, and in the morning you see there's a new government who is against all your education experience and everything that you just dreamed for. So that's not really, really easy.
I would like to interrupt here, because I really want to live that moment which you lived, because I can see you were so inspirational, you had that motivation, you are passionate about your future and doing your law degree and all. So the night you got to know that the government is changed and now Taliban took over, so what was the first thought in your mind?
Actually, I do not want to go into political thoughts, but still, I was not very much pessimistic, because I was thinking like every other people in the world, and also Afghan people, I was thinking like maybe the new government would not be here with the same thought they had 20 years before, and right. Everyone's saying that they are changed and they have brighter thought about women and their education. So everyone was not very much pessimistic.
So you were not threatened, that you had still hope in them, that, okay, I will be able to continue my studies and I will be able to do my
degree. We were hoping, because if that was because of Sharia or Islamic, mm-hmm. So we were positive, because we were still on the way of Sharia. There was still an Islamic government before that, that as well.
Yes.
And especially we, the solicitors, the lawyers, we were following Sharia in our cases and everything.
Absolutely.
So we were not thinking like they would say anything against us. But now, later, we got like there is nothing about Sharia, there is nothing about Islam. They are mm-hmm. just following something which is completely different from religion, any religion, sure. not even Islam. Not only Islam. So yeah, that started the pessimistic thought that started, and we found out that things are changed, especially mm-hmm. when the Afghanistan Bar Association that was completely withdrawn, and so they had different kind of thoughts, and they were saying that everyone needs to be registered to Ministry of Justice in different mm-hmm. ways, and they started to remove lawyers, women lawyers from the system. Lawyers, yeah. Yes. The solicitors, yeah. So we were just, thought like everything is just finished. And with the firm that I'm at the moment involved in the UK, so we were, they knew us from many years, from our education experience, everything. They knew us, and we were kind of involved with their activities. So they just got help of some other NGOs, I think. And there was a way that there was a hope for a group of lawyers they could get out of Afghanistan, that situation, a mm-hmm. Few months after Taliban, actually. So we were out of that, but still I can see my family, my friends, other solicitors, lawyers, they are still struggling. I'm very much grateful I'm here in the UK and I'm working with this firm. However, my experience, my education, they are all under questions, and I'm struggling to just be qualified here, but I'm happy they are doing anything that they can do. And I know that I'll reach to that point, maybe not this year, the second year, or maybe after a few years, definitely I'll reach to that point that I'm dreaming for. Right. But not my colleagues, not my friends, not mm-hmm. other ladies who are living in Afghanistan. They are struggling. I know there were many, many lawyers, solicitors. They were, I can say, they were qualified and more experienced than me mm-hmm. and very famous lawyers, very active and successful. And now they are doing kind of like staying at home, suing, and just doing very basic things just to live, to find some kind of money to just live their life. And that's very difficult. And they were my kind of instructors, and they are living that kind of life there. So it's very difficult to see them. However, I'm trying to be successful here, to kind of help my people, and I'm always asking the firm if there is anything that can be done for Afghan women. I need to be involved as volunteer and around everywhere. So yeah, I'm grateful still to be in the UK and having all these opportunities, but I'm also hoping for my for other Afghan women as well. Who are especially educated, and those who are dreaming for any kind of success to just find a way as well.
Sure. So looking at Taliban taking over Afghanistan that time, and it was dark, like people did not know, especially women, that, you know, what is going to happen to them? Are they going to be allowed to work, to study? And in your case also, it was the same, that you had no clue what is going to happen in future for you. So that was quite dark that time. That time, did you have any motivation that, okay, I need to just keep it, you know, going and see what future holds for me? And then, you know, like an opportunity came in for you from UK that, okay, you can come here and practice law here. So how was that from hopelessness that, okay, I don't have any hope now, I don't know what is going to happen to me, to my degrees, to my qualification, to my skills which I have here, and now I cannot move further, but then something positive happens?
Well, yeah, personally and also professionally, I think that was very difficult to see myself as a woman living in Afghanistan. That was very hard. We really didn't know how the government fall, because we were still in the office. In the middle of the day, they said, please go to your houses because the situation is like this. It happened just suddenly. And that took us maybe 4 or 5 hours until we reached to our house from office. So it happened to most of the people there. That was not really easy to think about all these. But I was believing in myself because I was thinking like, it was not actually the first time happening to Afghan people. 20 years before also the same thing happened when the government changed and the same government, which is now, they took over Afghanistan and people had the same situation for 4 or 5 years. Then we had to refuge to neighbor countries. And we had the same situation there, so we had kind of education there. So, like it's, however, I was a very young at that time, but still the same experience we have faced. So we were thinking like this the first time it was not very for a very long time. This time will also it will finish maybe soon or later. So, but yeah, I believed in myself. And believed in my family, and also believed, like I had, we had a very strong the firm, the legal firm, the law firm. They were really helpful. Actually, that was not easy to come to the UK because I was not in a very I can say, I did not live without my family for even maybe 1 or 2 days somewhere.
Sure.
But here I had to, when they told me like, you have to find a house for yourself, and I was shocked. We have to find a house here, live there, and to take all responsibilities in Afghanistan. Everything is on your father or your brother, the men are doing all these things like bills, fare, and rent, everything is helped by them. Yeah.
So that was definitely very challenging for you to be out and about by yourself in a new country which does not speak the same language, which does not have the same culture you are from, and on your own, a single girl in a big, big, big world. How did you feel the first time you landed in UK?
That was really difficult. That was really hard. However, we were in a group of other solicitors, and I had some friends, not in Leeds, but yeah, definitely in London and other cities. But still, that was not really easy to think about all these things, to struggle with living and everything. So that was not really easy. But now, I think I got the power from the firm, and also I struggled myself and tried to find a way. So definitely now it's easier, especially that we have some communities, very strong community, the place that I'm living. So there were many other women, like one. So there were many other women as well. They were giving us strength, and they were just helping us with their saying about their own experiences in here. And they were explaining the system sometimes when we were asking questions. Like, so now I think it is a little better, but still we have long way to go. Yeah.
Sure. I think the inspiration is coming from another woman that, okay, she's very resilient. She saw different times, difficult times, struggle. And if she can do it, I can do it. And the other women inspires you to do the same. That is quite amazing to look at, to experience. I'm a woman by myself, so, you know, like, I've seen the same thing. Where other women inspires me, where they give me that power, that they share that, okay, I am strong. You can be strong. So I follow that. I was like, yeah. And then that power is somewhere in you. You just have to kind of inspire yourself, and then you're out there, you're an amazing person, you don't get afraid easily then with any difficulties, whatever life throws at you, then you're like, you're quite strong. I feel a lot of power comes from your surroundings. For example, in few countries, women has not given that much power or support in terms of giving them the wings to fly or believing in their dreams, what they want to do, what they want to become, and what their powers are. Coming from that background where you have not given enough or efficient support around you, where you can be yourself, you can be the best version of yourself, moving to a place where at first it looks daunting, it looks difficult, it looks scary, mm-hmm. but when you settle down in UK, let's say, and then you have a proper support system around you, which just not supports you in your journey, but that supports you as a person, as a woman, then you start looking in you that, okay, I am powerful. I have these skills and I'm amazing. And with that support, you carry on building yourself, your confidence, your skill set, and then you move on with that. So, Juan, did you have the similar experience where you were living before?
Yes, I would like to say like this. Some country, if I can say that, I mean, not like an advanced country like UK, women's rights and woman privilege is not something that... can I say community of men to let us know what is the real truth? Is sometimes I was having in my mind last time that it's Islamic law or Islam lifestyle is like that, but actually it's something been used by benefit them, so they use religious to control women. When I came to UK, I heard a different kind of preacher saying a lot of things that actually Islam allowed women to do, to study, to be a successful leader, to be in the solicitor firms. All these things is so much different compared back to my country. Very limited. Women seems like having most of the time my elderly people always say, it's no point for you to study up to university because in the end of the day, you will get married, take care of your husband, take care of your children, and you will back in the kitchen back and forth. You know, that's the woman place. But when I come here, I see a lot of positive on women's rights. It's one thing that if I can share that during my struggle with my mental health, I found a football club who offered a woman to play football. I never kicked a ball in my whole life. So that was the first time you played football? Yes, that wow. was the very first time.
And did you always wanted to play football?
No, I wasn't. Back in my country, it's not something that women are allowed to play. Girls. You know, and it's not only football. There's a lot of things that limited, like from the way our wearing, all these things what make women limited. And some more woman kicking a ball is something unpolite. That's what we can see. Yes. So, but here, when I first time I saw the leaflet about the football, I just say I want to give a try, because I always share. I have a talk with my friends, some of my friends, that she's always inspired by my story, and then she's always called me her guardian angel. She's a Christian, but she called me as a guardian angel. I say, I might be an angel, but with my wings broken. But I don't bother about my wing broken, because now I'm in UK and in advanced country. I can use internet to keep helping others. So this is the things that what you say just now, that women's inspired by other women, because I think lead by example is very important. And that's why I do some volunteering work with young mothers in the antenatal class, because I think mothers is the keyword to create a new generations. If you want to make a change, let's educate mothers. Let make the change through the mothers. Absolutely. Because if you can encounter it, if you can expose a young mothers in the very beginning of living their life, like appropriate understanding on religious or in the civil law, Sharia law, it's a very basic fundamental things to let our generation. Because you know, being a woman sometimes it's hard.
Yes.
Itself, we having period, we having menopause. We are the only human. We are the only creations. I can say like that God create who can bleed and still can walk. So yes. We are really.
We don't go to emergency every month.
That's why.
Okay, there is an emergency. So, there is a blood. I need an ambulance.
So yeah. We are so much. I love the word powerful that you're using, because we are the only creation who can create, I mean,
another human
inside us.
Yes.
Aren't we just amazing? But
yes.
This, back in my country, it's not something that people want to talk about it. Being a mother is such like a double standard job. But actually, if you have to pay for the highest payment, is the mother's work.
Absolutely.
I always saying that moms always have extra 1 hour. God give us 24 hours, but I always give additional 1 hour, 25 hours. I don't know where it's come from, but that's why we are women. We can do it.
That is very interesting concept. I've never
yes.
heard of 25 hours you have in a day.
Because
okay.
you always cannot find a way. So
Absolutely.
When I found this football club, I keep talking about it because the first very beginning memories I had is I never kick a ball and I managed to persuade a few moms to come and play with me, and then we're not kicking the ball, we're kicking the grass and we're just sliding all over the field, and everybody just laugh.
Wow.
And I've been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, so my doctor always said sometimes when you struggle with the bad memories, if you create a new memory, so it will help to replace the bad memories in our mind.
Wow.
So that's the things that people always think, that trauma is trapping in the brain, but trauma is actually in your body, in your physical. So exercising during playing football and laughing, and it's help create another natural medications, a remedy, what can I say? Because I'm on my medications for my low mood and depression. So when I went to play football, I just laugh, because one of the thing with most of mothers coming from diversity language, all these things. So sometimes my Google translation in my mind is work slow. So we can't even telling left or right, it's go wrong. So we don't speak sometimes, we just show it's much easier, but that's how we got it fun.
Sure.
So it's a natural medication. You got a happy hormone freely.
Wow.
So
can we know more about this group? Because it's really interesting.
Of course, it's called...
I see, like, you never played football and you were new to football, so you gave that given that opportunity to come and play with your skills, what you have, and then you build on that.
Yes, I officially call as an ambassador for this football club now. It's called Whole Bit More Football Club, and I more specific on asylum and refugees, mothers, migrant women, and Whole Bit More is really taking opportunity to fill in the slot within the asylums, especially who have a financially difficult. Because, you know, we living in £40 per week and to travel, and also we're not entitled for any child benefit. So what Holbeck Moor FC have offered to us is free childcare, and also transportation fee being covered. This is really, really helpful. So what I always talk among the mothers, let's come and play, because this is the 1 hour you can have for your time, and you can just have fun. And plus, you can exercise, because, as you know, living with the £40, what you can do much? You can't do You can't do much. You will have a very limited when you have young children as well. So what Whole Bit More have offered is really a golden opportunity that I think that nobody, especially asylum women, can say no. So most of the women who came to play, I told them that we are not aiming for a new
England
footballer.
Football
yeah, we're not looking for new.
Yeah.
You don't have to be professional. England have so many footballer already.
Yes.
It's just something that for you to come to have fun and socialize. And you know, there is some mothers coming from Eritrea, from Yemen, all these things. They never wear pen before. So Whole Bit More offered a gear as well, sport bra, football shoes, but there's no limitation on the wearing. If you want to wear with your abaya, with your dress, it's up to you.
Wow.
And there's no like you must come on the next week. No, it's your choice. You can just come as you like, as your time. And some of the mothers, they just come for chat. They just sit by the side and just cheerleading. Come on, you can do it. So this is kind of the, I think most of charity organizations should take in example what Holbeck Moore have doing.
Definitely, we have the brand ambassador for Holbeck Moore here. Juan, you inspired me even so much, and I'm like, I think more cities should do such stuff, like having football clubs or any other activities, as it's so good for your physical health, and as you said, it's good for your mental health.
Yes.
And you can socialize over there, regardless what language you speak, which background you are from, which skills level you have. It's welcoming to all. It's inclusive. We
improve
are
our language in English as
well.
Oh,
wow. You can, yes, absolutely. That is a plus point there. So I'm very thankful that you shared your experience and you're an ambassador. And we...
my pleasure.
We look forward that you inspire other groups, other cities to have such clubs in place, and especially for asylum seekers and refugee women, as you said, that the difficulties are endless in terms of financial difficulties, as they're on a very, very limited budget.
Yes.
Then, of course, the mental health issues they face.
Mm-hmm.
And as you are a survivor of domestic violence abuse, then you know better that how difficult it is to move on in your life. But providing that safe space to you, and then you inspiring, become a brand ambassador and inspiring other women, other cities, other clubs to do the same, I think it's so inspirational. And just from you, other women will learn so much, and they might do a lot good in their life.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. I feel like show me. I mean, some people can talk. This is the main thing that most women like to gossip, all this thing, you know. And most of migrant women, they have kind of like negativity stigma that like become a disease in the group, you know. But I'd like to spread the positivity by doing it. I'm not only talk about it, but I do it by myself because it's I'm struggle with my mental health, and I still on my healing journey, and I'm still in the hardness situation. I'm an asylum seeker still, very limited access to go to do whatever I want. But I refuse to be a victim in the situations.
That is so powerful statement, that I refuse to be a victim.
Yes, because and Ed, I think not only for migrant women, all of listen to this air now, because as a woman, we always tend to forget that we are, what can I do? I'm a woman. I feel I'm the best creation ever.
Wow.
I not been defined by my look, by my hijab, or by my nationality, or by my language. I show what I can do. Yeah.
I am clapping in the ear for you. I'm still stuck with that one line. I refuse to be a victim.
Yes.
That is so powerful. Where this power is coming from?
It's from the resilience. I mean, you know, resilience is word is very new because it's an English word. But when I Google translate to my language, I understand what is real meaning of resilience. But
yes.
I've been doing it. But I just last time when I do it, but I didn't have a proper support.
Yeah.
Here in UK, there's a lot of charity organizations who are willing to help. But like I said to most of the mothers, to most of migrant women that come across my path, we have to help ourselves. If we did not put the help me, no, this organization, this charity would not even know that you are even in UK. You have to come forward. You have to put your shameness or shyness, your negativity, your best enemy is within you. So you have to fight this number one enemy first, and only you can be helped, because it's a waste. We have such a very good access, good system here, but it's not reaching out to the end user. It would be wasted.
Yes.
So that's become one of my passion now, to spread the positivity, to create awareness, especially from people coming from my background, from my religious, so that we are here now. Don't sabotage ourselves. Let's do it first by taking out of the enemy inside us. Fight it, because if you didn't do it now, it will never. Because we already managed the obstacle. Like Basira said, her country is very difficult. My country have their own challenge. But we managed to come here on top of many people who didn't manage. Like we just recently heard about the boat wreck in this Italy. Many people not survive. Exactly. But we are here now. We in the process even. Even our status is still questioning, but we are here now. Don't waste any single moment that God have place in you. I, like I said, when I came to UK last 3.5 years ago, I lost my faith even. I'm Muslim by born. I lost my faith. But my mentor, Rose McCarthy, she's a devoted Christian. She told me one thing that really touched my heart. She say, one, kindness have no colors. Kindness have no religious. Kindness have no face. Mm-hmm. By showing kind, by show your kind, doing the kind act can really change people. And I'm here because God putting me here. I'm not coming here to UK willingly, voluntarily, but I now gain back my faith because in this foreign land, I meet a good people, a kind people. And this is what inspired me to be the best version of me.
Inspirational. I don't have words now. What can I contribute? Thank you so very much, Juan. It was inspiring to know more about you, your story, your journey, and then now it's discovering your own self, and we are getting help from you how to discover ourselves more. Moving on to Basira. Basira, would you like to talk about the difficulties your peers are facing at the moment? Like, what do you fear about them the most? And what would you say if you can, you know, say that, okay, they can hear you now? What would you like to say to them? Your fellow Afghanistan women who are stuck in Afghanistan still.
Well, something that I find it sometimes a little, I feel like hopeless. It's something like only women are struggling, and to me, they think that it has nothing to do with them. However, they can see that in most of the time they are facing the same issue because they sat quiet, and they think that women can struggle, they can fight for their rights, and we have nothing to do with that. Like, for example, jobs. They have lost, everyone has lost their jobs.
Yeah,
in
we
government,
saw on media,
yeah,
yes, especially, we saw on media, yeah. All
yeah,
the women were, yeah.
Yeah, we, jobs, we yes. So that's what everyone is just connected with each other. Women, men, they cannot say that if I lose my job, so it has nothing to do with others. If, like, women, they are out of education system at the moment,
yes,
and out of ministries. They are fired, most of them, from ministry system. So it's not only women, even men are fired. Many men, they lost their jobs because they were working with the previous government. So the system is not only on men or only on women. So they need to just help each other and raise their voices for each other. Something that I see, however, I see there are some voices coming out of men as well, and they are trying to help women in their struggles and their whenever they are facing challenges, but still it's not enough. They need to, it needs to be more and stronger. So something that I don't find it at the moment.
Right, we need more resilient women in Afghanistan,
yeah,
so they can inspire other women. That's what I think you want to say. Definitely, we need more women as in a role model, like you yourself. You are a role model to other women, that if you can do it, you can leave a known to unknown. This country was unknown to you, so you left your known to unknown and built yourself from scratch, having no ties to the country, different language they speak from you, but you can do it, so I think other women can do it too.
Yeah, definitely. As one also said, we are struggling, we are facing some kind of challenges in here as well. Like there are different kind of communities and different kind of people. We are facing discrimination sometimes, definitely. And it's just normal, I think. However, it's very difficult to just tolerate, but still it's normal in every country, and they would have kind of discrimination toward foreigners. But still we have many, many good people in here, especially women. I could say, one was talking about Holbeck community. So yeah, definitely, there are so many good women, strong women, and there are many different groups, volunteering groups. That I think there are so many women there, and I just wonder sometimes, like, where this strength and understanding come to them. They have not lived in
your
our country.
Life, yes.
They have not gone through all the situation that
yes.
we have gone. And, UK was always in peace. But still, there are many women who can feel every step that you have passed. And they are just wonderful women.
They have the kind
and, yeah.
heart.
And they
oh,
are
yes,
the beauty
absolutely.
Of UK, I would say.
Absolutely.
Yeah, kind of heart they have given by God. I just wonder. Mm-hmm. And they are who that we feel very comfortable here, and we can be part of the society and the community, and we are feeling stronger day by day. So I'm very thankful of them, whether they are in the community I live or in the firm that I'm working with. And the friends that I have got here from different countries, UK and other countries. So I'm very thankful of them. And I would need, the world needs actually this kind of woman more and more, I think.
I
yeah.
think from this show, people will get to know that how these strong women helping other women to become very, very strong
exactly.
and no judgments. What language do you speak, which
exactly.
culture you are from, what you wear, what is your religious belief, regardless of all these things, these organizations come out to help you to build your future here, to build yourself here and your skill set.
Exactly.
So that is inspirational for all our women around the world, as it's an International Women's Day today. And we are celebrating women, those who are from different part of the world. And UK is the best place where we can find different women from different part of the
very
world.
Very diverse.
Yes, we are a very diverse community we have here. Thankful for that. And the opportunities we get here to be ourselves is amazing. And the support system we have around us and the women supporting us to become the best version of ourselves is amazing. And so many women, those who look at and are like, okay, I can be that. They are so confident. They are doing good in their life. So yes, that's inspiration to us also, looking at successful women, looking at good women. I think we get inspired from each other. That's the main points, I guess, here we got. Now, closing to our program, because we are almost towards the end of the program. It was really nice to have a word with you, to know more about your journeys. I think I got inspired. I got to learn a lot, and our listeners will get inspired too, and they will learn so much from you that they will never had a chance if you did not give us your efforts and your valuable time to us. Before ending this program, so I would like, if you would like a word or a phrase to other women, so please do that.
I can say one thing to most of our listeners. You are not alone, and don't suffer alone in the dark, behind the door or in the dark. We are here, and there's a lot of people outside here also who are willing to help. Just have courage, believe in yourself. But even in the darkest time that you have a doubt on yourself, but just keep going, because the words that they're always a light end of the tunnel is truth. It's happened to me, and I still walking towards that. And as long as God willing, that you are in the every woman who have faith will find a way, and God will always be with people who have a faith. It's not something easy. It's not as easy as talking. But if you keep going, keep believing, you will find your way.
So the change starts from you.
Yes.
Good. Thank you so very much, Juan, for your inspiring words you shared with us. Now, moving on to Basira, what would you like to say to our listeners, Basira?
As a girl, as a female, that I faced all kind of challenges in my journey of life, I would say all women, especially women who are living in Afghanistan, they should not be isolated all the time. They should just think about opportunities that they have. Definitely there are opportunities that they can take. They should not just focus on things that they don't have and they are not provided. They can take any opportunities provided to them or there is. So to get out of all this situation and to have something in their hand for the future, definitely the situation will change. Definitely this will change. The government might be smoother. Maybe everything will change for the future, but they should have something in their hand for the future. They should not be empty-handed. Take the opportunity, even if they are inside Afghanistan, wherever they are, they need to be very strong and optimistic. Thank you.
Thank you so very much for your time. And it's inspiring, the stories you tell us and the listeners. As an outsider, we don't get an insight of in each countries you are from. But as you coming out and saying out loud what your struggles are, what your challenges were, and then how did you overcome those challenges is inspirational. And we hope you do good in your life, coming only all your challenges and difficulties which you will be facing in your life. But I think the skill you have now is become resilient to any of the difficulty you will face, any of the challenges in life you will have. Best of luck, ladies.
Thank you.
We got really inspired. We had a great time with you. So I will end up the session saying a quote. So a woman is like a tea bag. You can't tell how strong she is until you put her in hot water. Is it right? Do you agree with it?
Yes.
That's right.
Is that? Okay. So we wanted to end our session, our program on a very light note, as our program was very intense. Of course, there was a lot of emotions, a lot of experiences all around.
Should we say something in our language?
Yes, please. We would love to hear some languages. Yes. So one is from Malaysia.
Yes.
So one can tell us how you are going to wish us the International Women's Day in your language, please.
I've been quite long, didn't talk in my language, to be honest.
Let's hear.
Okay. Happy International Women's Day.
Yes.
In we would say in Malay language,
oh,
like Selamat Hari Wanita.
Oh, great! That was fast.
Yes.
That was fast. Great. Okay. Now.
Selamat Hari Wanita.
Selamat Hari
Wanita.
Wanita.
Wanita mean woman.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you. Now, Bashira is going to tell us in Persian.
Yeah, Persian and Persia, because we have two local languages. If I talk in one language, then my other friends who are speaking different languages, they can say,
you didn't mean us. As many dialects as you want.
Yeah. So, happy International Women's Day to all women, women of Bradford and all women of the world, especially Afghan women. I would say in Derry, Rose Baimlali Zandra, but Mama Khadam Ha. خانم های برادفورد و تمام خانم های جهان مخصوصا خانم های افغان تبریک میگیم. این پشتو وی وتسای د خزو د ریوالو ورس د تولو خزو د برادفورد خار خزو او د نری تولو خزو او پزنګای توګه افغان میرمنو ته مبارک بی.
Oh wow.
Interesting, right?
That was really, really, really nice to hear. And
Thank you.
I will be so glad if one of our listeners will be, you know, speaking the same language, and you know, like they will understand
your
message in your language and they will encode it in their language. Wow.
Yes.
It's so nice to hear all these different languages. I will say in my language, I speak Urdu, so I will say in my language too. Khawateen ka aalmi din, tamam khawateen ko mubarak ho. Does it sound good?
Especially
it sounds like Hindi song for me.
It's quite similar, yeah. So this is us, great one, great Bashira.
Thank you, Sarah.
Great song as well.
Great me. Powerful, inspiring ladies. And wish you luck. Here we are, ending our program from BCB Radio 106.6 FM. Thank you.
I dive in the darkest oceans, I walk on the shifting sands. The more that I see of this world, the less that I understand it. Am I my name? Am I my face? My religion or my race? My tradition or tribe, or just this heart that beats inside? And can I ever justify the choice I made? Tell me what should I believe? I hide while the storm surrounds me, I watch while the fire. Doubt that hides within, and can I still find